This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shidduch of Rivka. Story everyone knows. Eliezer is going to choose a kala. Let's call him the Heilige Yitzchak. The carbon. Kedosh Elyon. Heilig. Yitzchak was a carbon, Mechayim, famous Brisker Rav. And he had an interesting din carbon. There are certain carbonis that are nikrav. The din is that you have to shech them. Yitzchak had halach of carbon, Mechayim, and therefore his whole life he had to live as a carbon, b'kedusha, b'tahira. And when Eliezer goes to search for a shidduch, he's instructed by Avram where to go, and he picks the house of Lavan, the Sewell, and he finds Rivka. We know that there was Simanim, that Rivka was the one, and the fact that the water came to her is on Chazal. And he comes and he sees as the water comes up to her, a maifis, mamisha, a clear maifis. You know, maifisim, you're able to wash away with your hand and say, no, malach veis. But a chassidish sees in a maisa, a litvish is up, sigal. This is klal. A maifis. And yet we find that this meant nothing to Eliezer, to show him that this is the right shidduch. But rather he has to find a simon, other simonim, that this is oisa hechachta l'avdecha l'yitzchak. And what are those simonim? If she says to me, I'll give you to drink, v'gam l'gamalecha ashke, then it's oisa hechachta l'avdecha l'yitzchak. V'hoya naira pasik yedalit asha oimarei leho ati nachadech v'eshte v'amra shesei v'gam gmalecho ashke oisa hechachta. That's it. That shows me that this is what was chosen, l'avdecha l'yitzchak u'bo'eda, and through this and this alone, this is going to be the simon u'bo'eda. This is how I will know ki osi so chesed im adoin. Briskerov, famous Briskerov, what was wrong with the simon, the maifis, the water coming to her? Meredik. Person comes and he sees Azazach, Chabad, Hafler fella. Yeah? That itself should have been enough for Eliezer to see that this is the Bashalta. Zach Briskerov, famous Briskerov. Shidduchim. You don't do them based on myths. On miracles. You don't do them based on miracles. You gotta check the midas. You gotta check the chesed. That's it. As much as it was clear that this is nishkein pashta medale, how many people could come and say that they that they pass by and all of a sudden the water comes to them and say, and why? Good. Das is good for a Rebbe. A meifes. But a shidduch kommt es nicht. For a shidduch, you gotta check the midas. Which midah? The midah of chesed. Now why is this the milah and the midah over all other milahs and over all other midas? And how about checking other things too? it would seem that there was nothing else to check. I know today when they have a shidduch, what do you call it? The resume. Oh yeah, yeah, right. You have to email a whole newspaper worth of information about yourself. All right. That's it. Could you imagine? I don't want to hear from nothing. I don't want to know from nothing. And already in the Ran in the Drushes, the Shaila Welt gefragt. She comes from a base of Avodah. I mean, what chinuch could she have already had in the house of Lavan and Besuel? Not very good. I guarantee you, she wouldn't be let into any Beis Yankiv in here in this town. Are you kidding me? So this would be no way. When all the Rabbanim in the world could call, it wouldn't help. All right, good. Maybe there's no other choices. When there's one girl in the world, so you gotta settle. All right, I got it. Okay. But Ein Zach is klar. It seemed to be a non-issue. Everything about the history of this Maidel is not Negeya. The only thing that's Negeya is to check into the Maila and Midah of her Chesed. And in the Ran in the Drash, it speaks because Midas, you got to be Yerusha, or you don't got to be Yerusha. Avodah Zarah, she might have seen it, we could change it. Says Dr. Ran in the Drashas. You're right, she needed a lot of tikkun. She needed to fix. She needed a full makeover, so to speak. What's the pshat? As long as she has chesed, because if there's no chesed, there's nothing. The chesed is more important to check into than to check into, I would call it for today's terms better, that she know one Ramban more, one Ramban less. All right? It's not a shayla. It's not a shayla about what her hashkafis are, what their shittis are. That wasn't the shayla. The Michal Feinstein, the Chetzadik Levracha, the Svarim, says an interesting word. He says, because the pshat is pashit, if the midah said and done, then she could change. And she could listen to Yitzchak. She needed a long adjustment period. She needed a lot of chinuch when she got into Yitzchak's home. We're not overlooking everything else. There's water to work with, and she'll have achno, and she'll change it. Okay. As they learned, the Michal Feinstein, andere sagen, the Zalbi Yisoy came out, and we could say different angles of this Ran and how to fatayt the Ran. Many Bali Musar speak the importance of Chesed. It's in the Shidduch alone. It has to do with the Shidduch. You see, Chalav Neitere Da'lana Klara Chakira. Good? Chakira Megmin Klara, good. Der Iker, the main point of the Chesed, is because Chesed, or is it because of the Shidduch? What issue are we searching for? Are we searching because in a shidduch you need chesed? Rav Shach learns like this. Rav Shach, you see from here that the wife, you got to choose based on chesed. That's a good wife, and that's the ikkav. Eish is chayim v'yimtza, peiras chesed al l'shayna, chesed shayna rap al ha-maisis. Yeah? It's a shidduch issue. And this is a limud, a lesson, that what should we be searching for in the shidduch? The number one, two, and three issue, as well as the last and final issue, and everything in between is chesed. chayda. You like the way I brought it out? 1, 2, 3. Tell your ma'isav, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. I will talk. We'll talk. Wait, what do you think? We still have 20 minutes to go. We're going to talk. 25 minutes. Shouldn't give out the secret. All right. 1, 2, and 3. Mezak diber Reb Chatzkel Abramsky zech tzadik levrachet gezakt that there are 3 talmidei chachom and was kenem good learning in England. In his Kufi. He was the Av Bezdin. People don't know that he was Shalayim, but originally he was in Av Bezdin in England. So he asked him who? So he said, Ich Rablei Gurevich. So they called him Rebbe. That's 2. So yeah, I take up slot number 1 and 2, and he's number 3. Take up 2 slots. So I'm borrowing the same lotion. The first, second, and third issue, as well as the final and only issue, is chesed. Okay? Those are the issues. Chesed, yeah, chesed, yeah, chesed, yeah. Okay, that's it. Covered. Is it about the shidduch? Like I say, Rav Shach seems to say it's important in a shidduch. Others, other Bali Musar, talk about the chinuch of the mameh in shtub. What's a mameh? The mother of the home, she's teaching. What is she teaching? Teiras Chesed. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. Yal titeish. Teiras Inacha. What Teira does a mother teach? Some say it's going on in the Aleph Beis. Even though Hagam Avim Melamde, the Lashon of Chazal is, that the minute he's able to talk, the father does the teaching. Okay? Avim Lamais, the mom. Others say very Pashit. The chesed has to do with the dugme and shtub. It has to do with the model role. And the mam is the model role of chesed. And that's teiras chesed al sheina. And that's shma b'ni musa ravich val titash teiras inacha. Umemela, for the shidach, you need to have a mame. A mother, the mother must be a bal chesed. Okay, good. That's 2 ways to learn. Either it's for the husband's sake, or for the children's sake. Okay, good. Up you out. Good. Most Bali Musa, Reb Simcha Zisla, Reb Yechava, that it's nothing to do with the husband. And it has nothing to do with the children. Well, I'm sure a little bit, but the mile of chesed alein is godless Adam. Chesed is the person. The fact that the person is a bal chesed, that's godless. It's not you only chose Rivka because Fakelt. He saw godless. Rivka was Rivka. And because of all the chesed. In Meir Sagadalim, it's brought something very interesting. Meir Sagadalim, Reb Chaim Zaitchik, says that when the Alter's son, Ramesha Finkel, is a Gadol Batayra, people don't know so much about him. He was Nifter young. Wrote many Chidushi Taira. When he was sick, the Alter sent 3 people for a bracha from Eretz Yisrael. One was the Leshem, Shleim Eliyashiv, the Leshem. A second one, it says there, another very big Talmud Chacham, Mefursim, the Ketzadik, doesn't say a name. And the third one was a Poshet to Yid. And they wanted to know, what is the Poshet Yid? No, since Svid Alta said, he's a Meridika Bal Chesed. That's from Bet and Brachas. Azoivim Bet Abracha from the Leshem. He's asking a bracha from the Bal Chesed. Yeah. I was once taking Rav Scheinberg to say a shir in Queens. Rav Scheinberg zech tzadik levracha. And he was discussing, my Zayder was famous in Chesed. That was a very big, you'll read all the books, the history about Shanghai and the eels. It was a big, good. At his Levaya, they called him the Goyin in Chesed. He was a Goyin in Chesed. That was his. So Rav Scheinberg was telling me How the Zaydas are godl, are godl, are godl. Sai. I asked him, what do you mean? In what area? Like, what do you... It's very easy to throw around the world as a godly. What are you referring to? What is it that Scheinberg told me? It's a Mefurish Rashi. Do you know the Rashi? I said, I'm going to start figuring out between Chumash, Tanakh, Shas, where this Rashi is. I know. I didn't know. So he says, I'll tell you. And the pasuk it says in the Schanan that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ato achileisa laharaisis avdecha. Es godlecha, ves yodcha chazoka. What is godlecha? Says Rashi, zu midas tuvcha. Teiv is godless. Teiv is godless. Someone is a toiv and a meitiv. Tos haste by the balei musar godless. And so when we talk about Rivka, it's not that she had a maile. It's not that she had an attribute. But she was v'doyla. She was a chashuva. She was ruya. And if you notice, he speaks those words. Ruya, Rashi. Atoy chachter, Ruya, he loy. Zatsugi paste shidach. Ruya. Not just a maila, but the Ruya. She's Yitzchak the Kaddish. Yitzchak, the one who was Karbin Michayim. Yes, she's Ruya, to be the wife of this Korban Michayim because of the chesed that she did. But it's an interesting thing. Rashi also says, Oisei chachto, Ruya hi loy, for Yitzchak. But then Rashi says more, it's Gemara in Yevamis, Ukidai hi lekones bebeisoi shel Avraham. There's two things here. She's Roi for Yitzchak. And besides for being Roi for Yitzchak, there was another litmus test, for lack of a better term. And that is, does she fit into the house of Avraham? She was Ruya for Yitzchak. But there's more. They had to search. And I don't think it's only Tsugipasik that it matches. He's saying more. Kedahi, Ishiroi. What did it take to be Roi to fit into the house of Avraham? What criteria? What was it that if you didn't have, were missing something, you weren't Roi to be in the home of Avraham? Rabbeisai, let's discuss the answer to this kasha. What does it mean to do chesed? And what is the story of the chesed that Rivka did? Reb Aaron, the Shiva Zatzal, and I've said it over many times, says a Meridik Yisait. I think he says it over from the Alta for Slabotka, if I'm not mistaken. Goimel nafshoi ish chesed. Notice it doesn't say goimel nafshoi ish isa chesed. It's not what you do. It's about being be'etzem, a bal chesed. Chesed is not just an act. But chesed is who the person is, like he says, v'ani tfila, that by David HaMelech, he turned into a chefza of tfila. V'ani tfila. There's a person who does chesed, and then there's a person who is a Baal Chesed. He is Be'etzim, a person of Chesed. Let us clear a shayla. What makes a person a Baal Chesed? When does he get smicha? That he gets the title Baal Chesed. That he becomes an Ish Chesed. Is it dependent on the amount of Chesed that he does? Is it dependent maybe on how much he desires to do Chesed? What creates something called the Baal Chesed? What is a Baal Chesed? It's not just that he does Chesed. It's more. It's much more than just doing Chesed. He's an Ish Chesed. Goyim al nafshoy, Ish Chesed. What makes you that Ish Chesed? Person runs all day to do Chesed. He desires his whole. Rabbi say, of course, that's all true. I think this becomes textbook, this parsha, and the story of Rivka. What's called Chesed? That it's called the Baal Chesed. And that it becomes Ruya Likonis, Kedai Likonis, Mevesi Shel Avram. And I begin by asking you a simple question. Avada was a very nice chesed. Beautiful. Zeir Sheina chesed. But tell me, how do we know that this is not a one-time thing? Maybe she's having a good day. She's in a good mood. And she says, I'll do a good deed. You know, many people, they're nice until you get to know them. At first, you never know, they can do the nicest thing in the world. But then, how do you see from here, oh, this amazing chesed. I did it to the kasha. The Bel Yedushnitzin, Zech Tzadik Levroch, he asks, so she offered water. Everybody, who doesn't offer water to a thirsty person who came from a long trip? So she offered, okay. She offered water. Shay, there, Shay. But isn't that a normal thing? Now, I guess to him it was normal. I don't know, maybe today it's not that normal. But Kopanim, he doesn't make it to the grace of Baal Midas and Baal Chesed. What is so special about what she did? So these are the two Shailas L'Chayr Aboisai. What was wondered? It was a one-time event. You don't know more than that. And second of all, so she offered water. So of course the teretz is the gemalim. Okay, many Bali Musar speak about the extent of that she went to through to go to give to the gemalim. Okay, good. It's one thing to give a person eshef to keep on giving to the gemalim where they don't stop drinking. Also, she was a young girl. Some say that's mi'al kaicha. She went way beyond. And that's good for the shy. That's what Eliezer wanted to see. You know, the biggest expression in America is today, I'm sorry, I just can't. It's too difficult, right? I'm sorry, I'd love to help you, right? But I'm rushing, I'm coming, I'm going. Eliezer wanted to test to see if she'll excuse herself. I'm rushing, I'm coming, I'm going. All right. So she was mi'al the keiches, mi'al, she went way beyond her abilities. Okay, these are two terutzim that we could say. Voice, I'd like to give you a different teretz, based on something I heard from Isaiah and a pshat and a pasuk and tillim. The pasuk says, talks about a rasha, nun pesel rasha. What is the rasha? Says the pasuk tillim lamidvav dalet, divrei piv oven umirma. Chodal lahaskil lehetiv. What does it mean? Chodal. He held himself back. Lahaskil lehetiv. So Rashi fataiches it, and the Sipuna seems to learn that way as well. He wasn't wise enough to change his ways. Is there also? Idiot. Seichel. Who's the Seichel? Where's your Seichel? So he was chadal. He was stopped himself, he held himself back to be maskil, to be made of his drachim. Zayda told me over from Rabbi Yeruchim that he said a shmuz in the mirror. But the pasuk means, you know what a rosha means? He's chadal lahaskil lehetiv. He doesn't use wisdom on how to be meitiv. In order to be meitiv, you need to be maskil. You need to be able to think. Lahaskil lehetiv. I want to tell you over a Meir Dika Beis Halevi. Maybe you heard it over the years. Hafel of a fella. The Beis Halevi understands the Maisa Chesed of Rivka Peledik. He says, and I quote, the Avel Gav da kolo yibederech nichush v'simen al kol zeh yibederech choch miktsas. Eliezer was very smart. He was checking. He was looking. He was doing research. But that wasn't enough. You hear the Beis Halevi Rabbi say? Checking to see how wise was her actions of chesed. And he begins to explain the story detail by detail to show the wisdom in the chesed that Rivka did. Rishoina. In the beginning, we have to see im hi b'mizga toiva liti lishus lishena makeris oisa. Tell me, if you ask someone, can I have a drink? In New York City, I remember years ago, I was in, 20 years ago, I was in England. My jacket, getting off a plane, my jacket was not. So somebody went to help me. I jumped. It's like, you must be from America. That was the first thing he said. Okay, just give me over my, don't get me involved with England and American places. I'm just telling you over my Shahaya. The first thing is, could you imagine someone could, can I have a drink of water? You run away. Okay. So the first thing is, will she stop to give to someone she doesn't know? Now also, in what did she give him to drink? Says the Beis Halevi, she didn't have a cup, she took kadosh, she took the actual barrel, there were no cups there, and she gave him to drink. Would you let a stranger suck the Beis Halevi? Drink right out of your pitcher? You'd be afraid, suck the Beis Halevi, maybe he has germs, maybe. Beis Halevi, maybe he's sick, maybe. What are you giving a stranger to drink for? What are you, crazy? What are you doing? It's very easy to give a bottle of Poland spring water to a stranger. That's very easy. This is a little different, Rabbi Yisrael. Continues. Hagmini no miat mayim ika deich. You notice he didn't say, it's amazing to be salevi viet fataych to psukim. He didn't say, give me to drink. Give me what? Mi ka deich. Let's see how she responds. How do we know? Maybe he's sick, he'll spit. And the answer is, he gave, right? And then it continues. What did she do with the rest of the water? So let's say you gave a stranger to drink. What would you do with the rest of the water? Spill it out. You're not going to continue drinking from the pot, right? It's not refined. It's up to Beis Halevi. The guy can get insulted. When we were kids, someone gave us a kiss, we were just, right? Okay, so we're grown ups now. Someone takes something, so we spill it out. I got all the knives, yeah? Yeah, but to spill it out is embarrassing for the person. I have such an urge to tell you a nice, but I'm on time constraint. No? All right, we'll see. Mate, remind me afterwards if I'll see. Listen, I gotta be fair to the Yoyla. Okay. The kids are. What's the question now? So, what does she do with the water? So she was very smart. Instead of spilling out the water, v'gam l'gmalecha eshof. You hear Reis HaLevi? You hear the Tzachar? You hear the Chachna? V'gam l'gmalecha eshof. Instead of spilling it out, say, I'll give you camels to drink. Okay. Now, Zokta Beis HaLevi, he was testing her about another thing. Would she bring home the water to her family after he drank it? That's another part of it, says the Beis HaLevi. So the fact that she wanted to spill it, not bring it home, which means she has derech eretz for the people and her family, Zokta Beis HaLevi. You know, a lot of times when it's a difficult thing to take the water, you know what you do? All right, it's probably healthy, it's okay, don't worry about it. No, where's the derech eretz? Where's the nimus for the people in the house of the base? So you have to spill it, but you can't spill it. So she tells him, Asher, eyes of the base, HaLevi. What happens in case he hops that she's giving it to drink the camels only because she's ashamed to spill it? So therefore, she doesn't just give to drink, but rather the gam legamalecha ashka, which means eshav, I will draw new water. Notice, what did he say? He said the gam legamalecha. If she will say gam legamalecha ashka, and she responded the gam legamalecha eshav. I have to tell you a gather vod from Zayden. I said gezak from Bali Musa. You know why she said Esha when he said Ashka? Because a person has to be careful. Maybe, does she know the camels will drink? How does she know? So all she was able to say was what? Esha. I'll draw the water. If they drink, it's up to them. Azayzak the Zayden. You like it, eh? Because he brings a ma'isa from the Alta from Kelim here. What do you think? This is Yisaydus of Musaf and Yarin from years. Say the Flektibizagin, and in Kelim, if someone asks somebody, is it raining? He just came in from the outside and he asked him, is it raining? He wouldn't say yes or no. What he would say is, when I was outside, it was yes or no raining. Because he can't say yes or no, because maybe it stopped or started, depending on when he came in. That was the zehirus that they had in telling, oh, making sure that you say the right thing and not to say what's not 100% honest. Hey, you want to live your life that way, huh? All right. Let's stick just to chesed. It's good enough for us, okay? So the Zayda flags on, that's the Ashka Eshav. All right, but the Beis HaLevi is learning Meiridik Eshav, because if it's Ashka, means I'll give whatever was left over. I'll give the camels to drink. Then he'll chop, and then he'll even feel much worse. You drink, and then I give the behemoth to drink from your drink. That's the next step. So therefore, Ashka means I'll do it in a way that it's Eshav. You see a Meiridik thing here. He wasn't testing chesed. He was testing the chachma. The chachma. You know, Rabbi Yeruchim always says, in the Haggadah we have Echad Chacham v'Echad Rasha. You should say Echad Tzaddik. And the Teretz is even Tzidkas of Rabbi Yeruchim has to be done with a chachma. There's a wisdom, a skala. It has to be with wisdom. I'll tell you a nice mice. I see the time. I'm almost done. Rabbi Hecht was a Zerov in Queens, one of the Rabbanim in Queens. Told me a mice. He was involved with Russian Jewry. So he told me that years and years ago, nobody wanted to touch the Russian Jewry, the Kiruv. Now it's a big thing. Baruch Hashem, we've evolved to the point that we respect Kiruv for Rosh Hashidol. But there was a tkufa where they came off the boat, you know, who wanted to be in the top with them. And I'm quoting words, word for word, what this rabbi have told me. So he went to speak to the Zayda about this problem. Went to speak to the Zayda about this problem. So the Zayda gesagt, Russisch Yidden, ich bin doch ein Russisch Yid. What makes me? I'm also a Russisch Yid. Send them to me, I'll talk to them, I'll be mechazik them. Okay. A month or two later, they stopped. Every day they would come to the house to talk to the Zayda. They would wait, so to speak, in the waiting room to talk to the Zayda. Zayda went and asked Rabbi Hecht, after a month or two, if he can get him these Russian magazines that they put out. So Rabbi Hecht says, Rebbe, you're reading the Russian magazines? I mean, whoa. Well, what do you need Russian magazines for? He says, let me explain to you. When they come and they sit in the waiting room and others sit with a sefer and they can't read it, they feel like foreigners. If you bring them the Russian magazine, they feel at home. This I want when they come into the house, they feel comfortable. Really, kanis lebeisei shel Avraham Avinu, Rabbosai. In Avraham Avinu's home, it wasn't just that they did chesed. In Avraham Avinu's home, they went out of their way to do chesed with an oimik, with a depth, with a haskalah, to try to understand, to figure out what does the other person need. And that is the chesed that they did. I want to tell you one maisa, one verse from the altar, and then we'll say the rest, we don't have time for it. There's a beautiful story in Sefer Nachlas Eliyahu. It's Rabbi Yedushnitz's Sefer. Reb Sholem Shvadron writes this Maisa in that Sefer. It's a Peldig Maisa. That a Yid came to tell Reb Sholem that he's from today because Reb El Yedushnitz, I saw something that he did and that moved me and I became from and my children, Atzev Kaladiris, a Maisa. What's the Maisa? Erev Yom Kippur, I'm passing by. I wasn't a Frum Yid, but I'm passing by Lomji Yeshiva. Now, anybody who knows Pasatik for Lomji Yeshiva, the bathrooms are very much visible to the street. It's an interesting setup over there. Maybe they changed the building. When I was in my Zayd in Pesach, to my mother's father in Pesach, for that's what Lomji Yeshiva looked like. Interesting. He says, I'm looking at Erev Yom Kippur and I see an El Tri Yid going from one stool to the other, the toilet paper. I'm thinking, what's this? So I said, you look like an El Tri Mensch. Well, what did this? He says, listen, the janitor's not here. I know on Yom Kippur, people need to blow their nose. And a lot of people come to shul. It's Erev Yom Kippur, that place. So he went ripping the papers from the toilet paper because it comes in long rolls. So people should have. You see what a person thinks about it? And the way he, Reb Shalom Shadron writes, that the Yid told him, as I saw him ripping the paper, every tear of the paper tore my heart. Avraham Avinu was teaching, Moyridiki Yisoidis. In Chesed, and I want to end with the word from the Altos, from Slabotka. Yofasi chosan shalav the yovois yoisim etirosan shalbanim. Frek the altar. Come on. It's more than tahiris. It's more than certain halachas that we learn out mamish certain zachim from one ois. What does that mean? So up their altar from Slabotka naratzofen. That because by the obvious lawyer akmaseim hoyu chesed elakol sichaseim v'dibureim hoyu divrei toira b'mesechtes chesed v'loy divrei toira stam. So it wasn't just plain divrei toira ki imke, it was deep, it was lamdish reid in chesed, it was lamdish, it was tifa lamdish imke toira midas. And he says, that's the Pshat. It's such a beautiful word. Eliezer was called Damasek Eliezer. And why is he called Damasek Eliezer? Shedoyla umashke mitoiras raboi. What is the word doyla? Doyla means he had to go and go into the well. It's mashu that it was deep. Eliezer had the koyach to be doylo mashka mitoyras raboy. So he says, mi imke chochmas Avram hoy Eliezer doylo. And what was the Torah of Avram? It was the Torah of Chesed. Harei shemesechtes ha-chesed shaloy amuka hi ad mi'oid. Ve'Eliezer tzlich l'daloysa. Torah zu yafi hi mitoyras and shalbonim. You know what mashke raboy say? What's mashke? That's also part of the chesed. To want to give others to drink. He wasn't only doyla. He was also mashke. Raboy say, is it lechinam that the chesed that Avram, that Eliezer is searching in Rivka is doyla umashke? Isn't that interesting? Let's read the lashon of the pasuk. Uba eda ki asisa chesed imadaini. Eliezer searching for the doyla, for the mashka, in the midas chesed. Is she going out of her way to do the chesed with an oimik, with a depth? And that's what he sees in the chesed of Rivka. And then he says that the Rabbeinu Shlomo Oisei Chachto La Uruya LeBeis Avram. And that is Ki Asisa Chesed Emadrei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.